This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo.
This is the heart of 1776.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huge nationwide protests erupted once again on President Donald Trump's second weekend in office.
When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice. When America is united, America is totally unstoppable.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
And most importantly, we will be protected by God.
From the front lines of the InfoWar, it's Alex Jones.
No!
You voted Trump! You voted Trump!
Yeah! Oh my goodness, poor white people. Please, oh my, stop.
The social engineers are in overdrive trying to start a civil war. Even the French news agency and the Associated Press admit that the United States, but also France and many other nations of the world, are in a civil war against globalism. We've really come a long way, haven't we, from them denying there was a private corporate global government to now having to admit it right out in the open. Wild horses couldn't drag me away from the broadcast today. I like to swim in cold water. We were out hiking Sunday, myself and some friends and one of my daughters. And there's been a lot of rains lately, and Barton Creek was really flowing pretty fast and full. And I got in the water and swam around for a while, and then boom, started having a big earache, sore throat yesterday. And it's just one of my little susceptible things that obviously you shouldn't be swimming in a creek, even if it looks totally clean in the middle of a city, because there's a lot of runoff and a lot of bacteria. But I have guzzled, starting last night, the colloidal silver. I think I'm already turning the corner, but the reason I raise that is if I sound a little bit deeper voice today, or talk a little bit slower, or have to go to videos here and there, it's because everybody's experienced, I think, a eustachian tube being closed and an earache and a sore throat. Has a little bacteria munch on your throat. Again, I'm just throwing that out there because I almost stayed home, but there's too much news. Plus, I'm going to come back tonight with a lot of the crew, and we're going to do an hour of coverage before the Trump address to joint Congress. And then we're also going to have an hour of analysis and phone calls from you after that. There'll be a big page posted to the front page of InfoWars.com with our feed, a YouTube feed, a Facebook feed, and then audio feeds as well. And, of course, our affiliates are welcome to pick up the feed, and it will be family-friendly. I've gotten so wild fighting the globalists and so teleprompter-free that occasionally we always delay it out. I've said some things I shouldn't have, and I'm really making a conscious effort not to do that anymore, and I apologize, everybody. It's just that things have gotten so wild, it's really hard to hold back sometimes. I think a lot of you can also probably register with that. There was a story in Spin magazine that basically said Alex Jones is a bootlicking, you know, scumbag who worships the government now because he supports Trump so much. No, I'm not part of the establishment because we have a president in office being attacked from all sides, big corporations, foreign countries, you name it. He is anti-establishment. That's why the entire establishment, Hollywood, MSM, everything is against him. The big banks, you name it. Yeah, there was the headline. They found it quickly. Good job, crew. They find stuff so fast, faster than I could. Yeah, Donald Trump has turned conspiracy king Alex Jones into a government bootlicker. No, I want a constitutional republic back so I don't have to be enemies with the government. That's what I'm talking about in prosperity. But that's the type of disinformation and garbage that they spew. When we come back, we're going to cover it all and a whole bunch of clips, and we've got a bunch of guests on today as well. I'll be telling you about on the other side of this break. And again, we have Trump addressing Congress tonight at 8 o'clock Central. We're going to kick off coverage at 7 o'clock Central. InfoWars.com/show.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
To stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, President 45 is set to make his biggest speech yet in joint address to Congress. We'll have live coverage at Infowars.com/show. We'll have the different video players there. You can email to your friends and neighbors and family and help spread the transmission viral as we have an hour of news and live analysis before the kickoff at 8 o'clock Central, and then we'll have at least an hour of live coverage in your phone calls after the historic speech as well. Wow, there is obviously just a cornucopia of vitally important news to get to and to cover here today. Trump to tell poorest communities help is on the way. Hasbro to make Play-Doh American again. They've announced that via the push of Trump, they're moving back to having the Play-Doh produced here in the United States. Consumer confidence soars to 15-year high, according to Business Insider, and the federal numbers that were just released from the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index. In fact, small business startups and other numbers are the highest since the Reagan recovery of 1984. Meanwhile, every major globalist institution is pushing with everything they've got to plunge the stock market and to kill this recovery. and you see all these poor people that are buying into mainstream media and buying into Stephen Colbert and all the rest of the disinformation agents out there really think it's trendy and cool to attack Trump and hope he fails. And that's why they're poor. That's why they're disenfranchised. That's why they're stupid. They're getting their news from big corporate comedians who have a whole team of writers filling teleprompters with disinformation and holding up signs to tell the audience to clap when they say, how dare Trump criticize the media? Ooh. I mean, you talk about stage, you talk about fake, you talk about disingenuous. It's a joke. As Trump, according to every basic benchmark of economics, tries to create a level playing field for the average person and tries to flood small businesses with very, very low interest rate loans and just so much more, trying to cut the price of energy. Everything Trump's doing is tangible and real. So, of course, I have a clip coming up later. In fact, we should just play it now, where Nancy Pelosi says he has no jobs bill. In another doddering press conference, like the one she had 2 weeks ago, when she keeps talking about George W. Bush and how he's a horrible president and how, you know, he's trying to deport all the illegals. No, no, that was 8 years ago, sweetheart. And then Waters again comes up and says Putin has invaded Korea. Well, she's back. So let's just go to that clip first because it illustrates what we're dealing with. Let's go to Nancy Pelosi. Says Trump has no jobs bill. Here it is.
Are there any issues where you feel you can still work with the president? Back in November, you talked about infrastructure. Talked about perhaps a $1 trillion infrastructure plan. We don't know if he's going to propose one on Tuesday. Is that something Democrats can get behind?
Well, let's just talk about that for a moment, because I call him the deflector in chief. He has no jobs bill. I talked about President Obama in the first 4 weeks, 4 million jobs. He has no jobs bill. So he's got to talk about the press. He has no jobs bill, so he has to talk about kids, transgender kids in school. He has no jobs bill, so he has to talk about immigrants and have a ban on Muslims coming to the country. So all of this is a deflection from the fact he has done nothing. So we haven't seen a job.
What you're seeing is total projection. Obama didn't create 4 million jobs in his first few months in office. Trump is going forward with a giant infrastructure piece of legislation. He's already signed an executive order to kill the forced provision of Obamacare and the $5,000 fines. He's already said we're going to turn our coal power plants back on that creates massive amounts of jobs and cuts prices in electricity and makes us more competitive. He's already gotten Ford and Chrysler and Toyota and everybody else to announce that they're going to move factories to the United States that were overseas. He's already gotten Carrier and Plato that I just mentioned a few minutes ago. I mean, there are so many companies and so many jobs coming back. It's being announced every day. Japan announced $100 billion of investment for this year inside the United States in high-tech development jobs. And the list goes on and on and on. We've seen a $2 trillion, $200 billion increase in the biggest run of the stock market again since 1984. Here's the clip.
Dow is gaining 15 points. As I said, this is now the 12th record in a row. The last time we saw that, 30 years ago, January 20th of 1987. That is also a record for the S&P 500. The Trump boost continues. And, of course, the Atlanta Fed predicted that the GDP for Q1 will come in at 2.5%. So, David and Melissa, nice. Some decent news here.
Decent news.
Go.
We got a new record.
Woo-hoo. All right, a dozen days of records. The Dow ending the day at a brand new high for the 12th day in a row. The most consecutive records in 30 years. Just one more and we make history. Oh. New record close to the S&P 500 as well. All of the major averages ending higher.
Okay. Now, here's the key to all of this and I'm about to cover right now and why they're so desperate. Crony capitalists admit they want a managed controlled economy where they pick the winners and losers. Everybody knows that. Ron Paul talked about it 30 years ago. I talked about it 20 years ago. The general public didn't even understand those type of terms. Now it's ubiquitous. Pretty much everybody understands But the big global corporate combines are tax exempt. They control the governments. They pick winners and losers. But from Iceland to Spain, from Greece to Italy, from Brazil to the United States to Australia and many other places. I mentioned Iceland, one of the first to do it. They're saying, why are there one-sided deals to transfer our jobs and sell off our steel mills and sell off our industry? And we're supposed to have service jobs, and then even that gets sold off. We don't want this. And so there's an article in the AFP today, French election turns ugly as political attacks mount. And they admit that there is a civil war against globalism happening. There's another article today about two visions for America and tonight's Trump speech to Congress. Americanism versus globalism. So they don't even deny now this is what's happening. But you go out to the local leftist rallies, and they're screaming and yelling that Trump hates gay people. They're screaming and yelling, you know, that he wants to basically kill Mexicans or something. They're screaming and yelling all these things that aren't true. That are total distractions, and it's the big corporate media from Colbert and the fake, you know, newscast that he does, admittedly fake newscast, where he calls us fake, to CNN, MSNBC, to the New York Times. They're all working against the American people, but still the American people are aware of it, so it's blown up in their face. So here's the key. Consumer confidence soars to 15-year high. We've got the best small business numbers since 1984. Same thing with the stock market. Now look at this. GDP for Q4 holds at 1.9 despite consumer spending jump because the deindustrialization was so bad, we were supposed to be going into a depression this year. That's why this is neck and neck, folks. You better hope Trump succeeds, because he'll be fine. The rest of us are not going to do so well if this thing goes belly up. And I've got numbers on that with top economists saying if this goes belly up and if Trump fails, like Ron Paul said here a month ago, it is going to be a gigantic depression in many areas. Here's the key. This is the key from Bloomberg News. Telling the truth, Bloomberg itself and Michael Bloomberg's bad-mouthing Trump, saying things are in collapse, saying it out of the stock market. J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, they're all betting against Trump and betting against America because they just want to have a controlled system. But they have to admit that this isn't a rally on the stock market caused by the big banks, even though they're getting the lion's share of the money in some cases. No. Despite them trying to block Trump, Goldman Sachs has made, what is it, 36%? It was 33% more just since he got in office 40-something days ago. They've made hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're trying to block it because, see, they don't want you to have anything. So much wealth getting produced, and she says he has no jobs, Bill. What do you think a trillion, that's the bill, in the next decade of infrastructure spending does? That's jobs. What do you think a $50-plus billion increase in defense spending, which isn't really that big, quite frankly, compared to what, you know, some increases have been, but it's in targeted areas. That's a jobs bill. What do you think any of this is? Jobs, jobs, jobs. As he said, help is on the way, but she responds hoping that people watching ABC News are idiots when it comes to the basic economics. Now, here's the key. Bloomberg has to admit this. Mom-and-pop investors are behind this historic market rally. It's the small stocks, the medium stocks are driving the big stocks. And it's the overall spending and outlaying and people purchasing cars and boats and houses, but also hiring more people, believing in America, and putting everything down on the line, like I'm doing. Despite the fact we're under censorship attack, Google banning us via ad roll from advertising on the internet, basically, all sorts of other behind-the-scenes attacks that I won't go into. I've decided to not just hire 15, 20 more people this year. I'm going to try to hire like 30 or 40 to be. I joked and said 100 the other day. We can't do that. We're only like 65 people at InfoWars, but I want to go next level. I really want to put everything in now because history's happening. It's an amazing time. But this is your rally. This is mom and pops who are black, who are white, who are Hispanic, who are just human beings, who are working together and believing. And the globalists cannot stand it. They want to replace everybody with robots. They want to bring in minimum wages so high that you can't compete in America and you got to go to China or Mexico. That's why the big globalists are always pushing a minimum wage hike of $15, $18. Because here it is, Wendy's replacing 1,000 of its employees with robots as we speak because a minimum wage is already going up in many areas. Some states passing laws. So, again, this all sounds good to understand economics. It's like taxes they have of making, you know, a six-pack of Coca-Cola $10. and then sales plunge by almost half because people aren't going to pay for that. This is how economics works. We'll be back with huge news.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Coming up in the next segment, we're going to break down incredible instances of censorship taking place. We almost had our YouTube channel that's got 1,200,000,000 views, just one of our YouTube channels, down. And I knew when I saw the video this weekend that we'd be facing this. It's several large women at the LGBTQ rally coming up to Millie Weaver, who's being totally nice to them, and saying, we're going to basically beat you up if you don't delete footage of us, but they're at a public event. There's no perception of privacy when you're at a rally in, you know, by the Capitol. And They were so threatening, she deleted that, but actually shot footage of them coming over and getting in her face. And it's the entitlement. Sure enough, they filed complaints with YouTube and tried, or someone acting for them did, and then YouTube said, no, this doesn't violate our policies. We're not going to do it. But I'm going to show you this. Just the entitlement is like unbelievable. It's like the new royalty or something. And again, I don't care if these women like women or whatever. I'm not getting into that. It's that we're going out to show what spoiled, rotten babies these people are, and they never cease to deliver and amaze. And some of the folks, I mean, it's quite frankly like out of a horror movie. I don't mean that mean, but, you know, 6'4 guys with Day of the Dead white paint on their face with big red wigs, man, that's scary. Devil's reject stuff. And they're trying to be shocking. It's like a bunch of people that were, you know, failed arts, you know, theater class people or something. You know, they want to just be in theater and act funny and act weird. That's fine. But don't try to teach our five-year-olds, you know, how to behave. And don't try to come in showers with girls. That's all Trump or I or anybody's saying. This is a very nice report we put out. And, of course, the entitlement is we want to take you down. We're so entitled. We're going to go to a public event. We're going to threaten people. And then we're going to say, you can't show that. Wow. So that's, and it ties in to PewDiePie, who has, I was saying 46 million subscribers. I'm sorry. It's 50 plus million subscribers, billions and billions of views a year. The biggest thing on YouTube, the guy was raking in, I think it was $10 million in 2013. Who knows what it is now? Okay. I mean, this guy's got more viewers every day than CNN and MSNBC combined, conservatively. 53 million subscribers. He plays some of our clips on there. He's welcome to. We want the publicity. We want to reach out to young people. You know, one of my daughters at school, he's the big rock star. They'll watch him. They're not supposed to. There's a little bit of raciness there. But the point is, they were trying to ban him as a racist. And Paul Watson did a report. But that just shows where all this is going. By all yardsticks, I'd call the guy kind of a libertarian liberal. He's not a conservative, but they want him banned because he made Hitler jokes. Well, so did Charlie Chaplin. You know, I did a Hitler dog video with my dog Captain because he has a Hitler mustache. I mean, he doesn't have any hair right on his lip. It's black. He has white fur. And they tried to take that video down a few years ago saying it's Nazi. Let the Nazis have their stuff as long as they're not calling for violence. If you don't do that, you'll lose all free speech. In fact, we're just going to start covering this now, and I'm going to come back and get into all that. Then I'm going to get into Russia. And the rest of it, you know, Devin Nunes, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee, has come out and told reporters yesterday that there's no ties to Russia that have been found. They look, they're not even phone calls until he's president-elect, and then he starts making calls they announced. The Russians recorded the calls and put out transcripts. That's what a president does with his transition team. But they made this huge much ado about nothing. We're going to cover that as well. Coming up, and it's just like Trump told us months ago and told us last week at a press conference, this whole Russia thing is a ruse. And now Rand Paul, to his credit, I'm glad to see these guys are working together again. That's really good. I like Rand Paul a lot. Investigating Trump's Russia ties driven by hysteria. House Intelligence Chair denies evidence of Trump team's ties to Russia. Why'd Flynn resign? Because he can make 10 times the money easily, you know, working places like Jones Group. I know for a fact he turned down a super lucrative job at the Jones Group, international security and consulting, that was, you know, 10 times what he'd be paid as national security advisor. He's just like, you know what? Just call me a Russian agent, former head of defense intelligence. I'm done, okay? I'm done. Just enjoy yourselves, America. Thanks a lot for, you know, going out and stopping Al Qaeda and ISIS, you know? Jeez. So there you go. So good for General Flynn, you know what I mean? It's almost like the American people don't deserve patriots like that that actually work their butts off and care about the country. But c'est la vie. There's another big report here where deep state war, Russia officials keep dying unexpectedly. These are all allies of Putin, and it's definitely a Western war trying to push Putin into some type of provocative action. It's big. We're going to look at that. Maybe Dario, who speaks Russian, can read these words well, these names, can go over this with me. So I don't, Vitaly Churkin, Peter Polishkov. I get these right. We'll talk about that coming up, too. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. And I'm going to tell you about the guests we've got as well today. A bunch of guests. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
When pistol threat armor is just not enough, KD Armor offers a rifle threat solution as thin as 1/4 inch with our proprietary armor that conforms to your torso. This is the only concealable rifle threat armor on the market today. You can own it starting at $225. Check out KD Armor on Facebook or at KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Words like violence break the silence. Come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, it's right through me. Don't you understand, oh my little girl?
We've got our 1776 worldwide background, the globe and the American flag orbiting each other. You're a TV viewer, Infowars.com/show. Tonight, 7 o'clock Central, we'll have a live Infowars Nightly News. We'll cover Trump's historic first speech to Congress, and then we will go right into analysis after that and open up the phone systems and take some of your phone calls. We'll also take some phone calls today. Let me tell you about some of the guests that are coming up. We're going to have Millie Weaver in studio with us, with Gavin, who is the camera guy up there with her, when this weekend they simply went to the LGBTQ Queer Fest, as it's called. We couldn't even call it that on YouTube because they'd ban us for sure. See, because only the city of Austin and these groups can call themselves the Queer Fest. And we're not supposed to call them by their actual name or we're hateful. See how these special games work? Because they're the bosses. They're in control. They're a bunch of spoiled brats, whether they were heterosexual or whatever they were, just acting like a bunch of control freaks. and then complaining to YouTube, trying to take down the video, saying we were at their event in their privacy when they were in public in front of the Capitol, across the street from the Capitol and the governor's mansion. So Emily Weaver is going to be in the studio to talk about that. Dr. Jerome Corsi has huge breaking news dealing with his part two report that's on Infowars.com, how Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were looted for hundreds of billions of dollars illegally. This has come out in federal court by Obama to prop up Obamacare. This is huge. And this comes, again, from our sources directly inside the White House that directed us at the public court cases and information. And then Gerald Celente will be joining me in the fourth hour, or in the third hour, and then Owen Schroyer is in the fourth hour today. Before I go any further, there was another controversy that ended up being in the Washington Post. And I'm not joking. It had to be over 100 other publications. Because I get Google alerts on my phone, and I can just see them, and it'll say the number, and it was over 100. This is how things work. Because when we make a retraction, we make a retraction. We're proud to make a retraction because we're always, making mistakes like anybody does by accident, though. Not on purpose, like the mainstream media lying to you and saying Obamacare is free. So, of course, he sends me his Obamacare story, part one, yesterday, about Obama looting the federal housing money and the private investors that are inside there. And then those low-cost home programs to prop up Obamacare. So I go in there and I say, the headline is exclusive, and then his article. Then I say, and here's talking points that were sent out to conservative libertarians. I'm told by Corsi this is not broken yet. This just got sent out. So put this out and say breaking. And then it did say breaking in the headline. But lower down it said this exclusive list. And then I said at the bottom, this is not a leak. So folks didn't think I was leaking something. That turns into Jones has been deceptive. He said he got something exclusively from the White House, and he didn't. The point is, we're the first to put out the talking point list of the speech tonight, yesterday, and the Washington Post freaked out and ran with it, pretty much creating the illusion that that was actually true. They're the ones that kind of did it, saying, we didn't believe that the White House exclusively gave Jones and InfoWars these talking points, but sure enough, Spicer gave a press conference. And that's exactly what they said and did. So they freaked out and said, okay, it's true. And then that's when everyone went nuts and said, Alex has made this up. No, we didn't make it up. There was just one little part on a note at the end that wasn't exactly right. It doesn't matter. I'm not fawning around in Washington like I'm in junior high or high school trying to be cool and trying to go to the stupid correspondence dinner. I'm not trying to be in Hollywood. I mean, I've been in some big Hollywood films. I've hosted Discovery Channel and History Channel shows. I've been offered national TV shows. I don't want you. I don't need you. I've been offered Fox News shows on record. So just get this straight, media. I'm not running around fawning at the White House, and you guys just constantly try to act like, we're deceiving people as you pick through everything. You're a joke. But here it is. For a preview of Trump's address to Congress, read InfoWars. Really? And it goes on to say, InfoWars, a website that travels in conspiracy theories, questioning known liars like Jeff Bezos, who got $600 million last year to fence it through, reportedly into the Washington Post under media companies, to put out CIA propaganda and to co-locate thousands of giant servers at his home base. I mean, you can't make that up. InfoWars, a website that travels in conspiracy theories, claimed Monday, let's click through on our article, to have gotten his hands on an online outline of President Trump's upcoming address to Congress. You're forgiven for being skeptical. After all, this is the site that reported the news that Hillary Clinton is a child murderer. Fact, she is not. It appears, however, that someone in the White House really did provide a preview of Trump's speech in InfoWars. After the website posted a list of the president's talking points, White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer read many of the same points, almost verbatim, in some cases, during his daily media briefing. Let's stop right there. Then it turns into The Hill and everybody else. InfoWars claims exclusive preview of mass-emailed Trump address. Wasn't mass-emailed. It was sent, I was told, by 20 people, and we were getting it first because the guy that was sending it out was giving it to us first. Fine, I'll just go all the way and tell you the whole thing if you like. We were given the first on it. I'm not going to tell you who did that either. I mean, you'd really freak out. But, I mean, it just never ends. It just never ends. People are nice. People are friends with Corsi. They say, hey, this is going out in an hour. You want it first? We're going to send it up to the conservative outlets, libertarian outlets. Yeah, please. Or she says, hey, this is going to go out to like 20 people in an hour. You got it first. They want to, you know, give it to you. Boom. And I'm not going to say the rest of what he said. But the point is that they turn it into this whole controversy. It's like Conway was excited and was wearing little slippers and put her feet up on the couch, taking photos of the, you know, congressional caucus that was visiting, being a charming lady. And they said, oh, my God, you've got your feet up on the couch. If you go to InfoWars.com, there's an article about this, Much Ado About Nothing, where we show Obama with his feet on the couch and other people with their feet on the couch and on the desk and on chairs. Big deal. And that's because these are not uptight, stuck-up weirdos like the globalists we've seen. Conway just jumps up there so she can get a better photo. And everybody acts like it's so weird. But if you go to InfoWars.com, in Paul's article about it, Steve has an article, you can see all the photos of people doing the exact same thing and more. Not just Obama kicking his feet up, but other stuff. People putting them on tables, chairs, you name it. That's what you do. But this just shows this entirely different standard. Just like you're going to see them attack this address tonight and heckle it, but don't you dare heckle Obama, and don't you dare not, you know, only globe like it's the best thing in the world when Obama or Bill Clinton did something. It's disgusting. So again, I don't want to talk about ourselves here, but that's the type of stuff we deal with. Now, can we pull up our original article? Here it is. Breaking bullet points of Trump's congressional address given to InfoWars. Breaking. Not exclusive. But that's, again, how they turn everything into some type of controversy, because that's all they can do. Because they're the discredited people that said Trump could never win. Now, before I go any further, I want to really thank the viewers and listeners and supporters, whether you've prayed for us, whether you've spread the articles and videos, whether you've bought great products from us that help us fund this operation. You are the reason InfoWars is here. You are the InfoWar. So know that. And we lost at least $3.3 million last week. That's how much we had extra from ad roll, Google ads we placed, spent a lot of money on. But that was in the black column to then overall fund this operation. Not as profit for the overall operation, but an advertising system we run to then fund the radio show, the TV show, the investigative journalists, the camera people, everything we do here. You know, the game-changing, tip-of-the-spear assault on the globalists that's bringing back the biggest dividends anybody's ever seen from a propaganda outfit. By the way, propaganda just means a political point of view, something that promotes it. It has negative connotations. There's white propaganda, gray propaganda, and black propaganda. We put out white propaganda. And we are funded by folks that support us. So thank you so much. We didn't make back all of the shortfall, but we've made back a little less than half of it in this big drive of the last week and change. So we've been doing this for 8-9 days, and now if you count what we normally would have already brought in, it's more like 600,000-700,000 to try to, you know, projecting into 2018, because that was money we made in 2016 to fund ourselves this year. Projecting out, we're going to find some other revenue sources without turning this broadcast into a giant infomercial to be able to build this media operation, and then, again, not just advertise to our own audience, but reach out and advertise so that we don't pollute the show. That's what we're doing. Most people advertise, and then they just keep the money. You know, we advertise outside of this operation, take it in, and then use it to fund our operation. I remember when I was trying to help Rush Limbaugh, and he was being boycotted 6 years ago, and I spent $250,000 on there in a month advertising some of our films. They almost didn't let us do it. They said, oh, you want to be on his show? You want to? I said, fine, don't take the money if you don't want to. They said, okay, you can advertise. I mean, I was literally trying to help somebody. I have that instinct. I mean, I hope if we're under attack, you're going to support us. Nothing about other talk show hosts, not just our listeners. I mean, we're going to hang together or hang separate for the First Amendment. It's very, very, very simple. But let me get back to this, going to the news and the clips I've got. There's huge censorship taking place everywhere that I'm about to document further. It's not just us, because if they can intimidate everybody and intimidate the biggest names like PewDiePie, and Alex Jones and Matt Drudge and Donald Trump, if they can get us to kind of roll over and shut up and self-censor, they win. This whole movement is about not being self-censored. So we're going to end the special tomorrow morning where you can get 33% off Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, 25% off Super Male Vitality, 25% off Brain Force, Survival Shield X2, 25% off Caveman, Ultimate Paleo, Turmeric and Bone Broth and more, 33% off out of the gates. The Donald J. Trump and Ronald Reagan, one-of-a-kind lithographs. This is the Trump print is in chocolate ink. The other, the last one was in black ink. The Reagan we've never done before. This is a limited edition. There's only 500 of those. They are selling out. They're $19.95 in an art house. This is the official guy for the Republican Party that does these. An amazing artist. These should be $50 for the print, $100, $200, $300 framed. And when these are done, no more of these prints, even in different variants or different colors. It is a collector's item. Comes in a nice tube. It's numbered, and your purchase supports the broadcast. So InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139. And finally, I've come up with a new idea for a T-shirt with the crew that I believe will be the next viral T-shirt, like the T-shirt that sold 100,000 or so. That sounds like a lot. Most of them we sold for $9.95 or $5. $5 is that cost. In fact, there's more that goes into the shirt itself. Costs like $5. All the infrastructure and things, probably $6, $7. But the point is, I just wanted to see the shirts everywhere. You responded. You bought four, five, six, you know, of them each of the Hillary for President 2016. It took over the narrative last year. It's huge. We now have the Trump-Pence 2020 Keeping America Great election shirt with InfoWars.com on the right shoulder. It's a navy blue, handsome shirt. Looks great on men and women. And on the back, it says, America first since 1776, InfoWars.com. You want to meet like-minded people? You want to spread the word? You want to exercise the First Amendment in these bullies' faces? You want to help us fund this operation that has millions and millions of dollars in bandwidth cost every quarter alone? I mean, you want somebody to fight, folks? We're doing it. We're fighting hard. So we appreciate your support. We don't have the big corporate sponsors, and I'm not putting him down. It's just true, of a PewDiePie, but they're now taken away. So PewDiePie is number one on YouTube, billions a year of viewers. But to the globalists want to teach him, you're not part of our structure. You're not going to have any sponsors, and we're going to kick you off YouTube next time. Because you made fun of Hitler, like Charlie Chaplin or John Cleese. There's a report, Paul Watson breaks this down. It's on InfoWars.com. PewDiePie, ban all things. Well, when they have white chalkboards, white marker boards in colleges all over the country, as reported last week, being removed because somebody might write something hurtful. That's saying ban books or ban paper. Because somebody might write something. Ban language. Well, look at globalism. Look at the language shrinking. Look at what's happening. It's unfolding. So Paul dares. He may lose his YouTube channel here. We've already had complaints filed. So that's what they're trying to do right now. To take iconography and show PewDiePie in a Nazi uniform as part of the joke. Or to show another Hitler dog. I mean, I did Hitler dog 4 years ago. But again, Charlie Chaplin, he's allowed to, but nobody else is. You know, Disney could have cartoons in World War II lampooning Hitler. If this Nazi land so good, we wouldn't change it if we could. Oh, we love it, New World Order. You guys Google or YouTube Disney anti-Nazi cartoons? I mean, it's Donald Duck fighting Hitler, but those would be banned today because Donald Duck's running around hollering Hitler as a joke. In as part of his disguise. But PewDiePie was even clearer he wasn't with Hitler. It's about the mob of intimidators being able to go around and shut down whoever they want because they're jealous that he gets billions of viewers a year. They're jealous that we have over a billion viewers a year, clearly, if you count all the other channels and people that we let run our videos. Hundreds of millions a month. Now, here it is. Let's play this with some audio. Let's back this up. This is Disney, 1943. Oh, there's no audio on this? Well, maybe later we can play it. But the point is that I have it on the DVD, actually. It's back there in Rob Dew's shelf of all the World War II era propaganda cartoons, I believe is the name of the DVD set. But continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, you are the folks that are funding us, and you're the ones that are spreading the word. As they start delisting us on Google and driving us down in the ratings, even though we're number one, when you search InfoWars, as they start to try to block us on Facebook and Twitter, as they start to disappear our post, as they start to try to remove us off YouTube, as they announce they're doing this, as they ban us from advertising on Google platforms. It's getting bad. They're doing it to Breitbart. They're doing it to everybody. And as Drudge says, we have to create our own platforms, our own advertising systems, and we're going to do it. But let's go ahead and go to Pootie Pie, because this ties into the next guest in the next hour, Millie Weaver, because we're going to play the video that's bleeped quite a bit as these bullying women, but it's like a trans event, so they may want to be men. I mean, it's all just look at me stuff. It's like, I don't care what you're doing. But it's the arrogance of that I've noticed with particularly butch women. I told the story about Shane Steiner's wife, who's like a supermodel, and we're playing pool one day while the kids are bowling right there at a place called Main Event. It's just like the pool tables are right here, the bowling's right here. And young, you know, lesbian women, but butch, with like James Dean duck's ass hairstyles and white T-shirts with cigarette packs under them. I'm not kidding. Like they're about to drop chains or switchblades are about to come out. Came right up and we're like trying to hit on her and we're hitting on other women and she was just laughing at him. And like, I'm not a little guy, but Shane looks like Conan the Barbarian. I mean, literally, I've seen him bench press 400 pounds 30 times. He says he can do it 40. The point is they literally muscled up. And again, it's this thing, I'm entitled, I'm going to muscle up on your hot blonde wife. I mean, this is cuckoo land, folks. And boy, you get a good-looking woman at one of these events, these women come flooding in like you know what. And if a man threatened a woman like that and said, you better erase that or we're going to, you know, hurt you, it'd be the end of the world. But see, because it's women doing it to another woman. And by the way, statistically, lesbians, and I'm not bashing lesbians, okay? I mean, I don't want to, it's a family show, but I mean, I get it. I like women. I kind of like, you know, I like ribeye steaks. You know, you like women, whatever. They have the highest rates, though, of beating each other up and domestic violence. It's a fact. There's something going on here in this culture. It's very unhealthy. Camille Paglia is a lesbian. She's written books about that. There's stuff going on here, and it's anti-male. It's anti-woman. It's anti-human culture. You can have your culture. Just stop trying to have a revolution to take ours over here in the tolerant, open West, because we've allowed you to do whatever you want. From pouring bleach in your eyes because you identify as a blind person, having the government pay for it, to millions of sex changes being paid for by taxpayers every year. And now you want to go in the eighth grade girl's locker room when you're a senior and go in the showers with them with your anaconda hanging out. It's just not right. And it's a form of assault and a form of dominance and taking our open society and our kindness for weakness. And it's got to stop. So again, complaints get filed. Saying, you aren't allowed to tape us, you've exposed our personal information. When you're the ones at a public event getting in somebody's face, surrounding a little woman, Millie's little, big women, surrounding them like it's the space bar, you know, in Star Wars, you better watch yourself. I have the death sentence on 12 systems. My friend doesn't like you. I don't like you either. I mean, they're literally like thugs. Like a few times when I was younger, I'd be out at bars, some rowdy bars where they had some good rockabilly music, and there might be, you know, some banditos or something, which is a serious outlaw motorcycle gang. And they don't know who you are, you're clean cut, whatever, might just say something. You better watch yourself. You know, you'd be like, serious stuff could happen right there. But this is women coming over to a woman acting like they're in the space bar and it's Luke Skywalker. I mean, you guys are a joke, is all I can say. And then you can't handle it. You want to go to public events and get in women's faces, and then we're supposed to do nothing. Here's Paul Watson's report. It's already got several million views just on YouTube alone. And it's also on Facebook. Here it is. It's at InfoWars.com. Let's tweet it out right now at Real Alex Jones. PewDiePie, ban all things. Here it is.
Freedom of speech.
Have you seen the new edition of the Regressive Left Dictionary? Fascist. Noun. A person who disagrees with my opinion. Neo-Nazi. Noun. A person who makes jokes about Nazis. So PewDiePie is commanding an internet troll army of neo-Nazis because he made a Hitler joke, which you took completely out of context. You people never fail to disappoint, do you? I guess we better exhume the body of Charlie Chaplin and charge him with hate crimes. I guess we better lock up John Cleese and throw away the key. J.K. Rowling says PewDiePie is trivializing fascism. No, you're the one trivializing fascism when you call everyone a fascist. Over a frigging joke. You've destroyed the meaning of the word. You've obliterated nuance. But Rowling says the neo-Nazi website Daily Stormer loves PewDiePie. So that must make him a neo-Nazi, right? Yeah, it doesn't quite work like that. And isn't it rich that the same mainstream media who constantly whine about Trump shutting down free speech is now crucifying PewDiePie in a unified effort to shut down free speech?
Cheers.
Here's the thing. Regressives have almost succeeded in making Facebook and Twitter sterile safe spaces, and now they're coming after YouTube. Look at this Reddit thread. Look how panicked they are about PewDiePie.
There is near unanimous support of PewDiePie. Even Casey Neistat, a huge liberal YouTuber, is being vocal in his support of PewDiePie. All of this, even though he just gave support to Sargon of... disgusting. It's scary because these people have huge influence on kids, and it seems that YouTube itself has turned right.
Yeah, YouTube has really turned right because Casey...
I will be voting for Hillary Clinton.
Nice, that is really right-wing. Sargon of Akkad, a self-proclaimed...
Let's back it up to the second. I'm going to come out in the next segment by the rest of it. But listen, what's happening here? You notice they say, we've got to ban this because this is really popular. That's what it's really all about. So you make your little safe spaces at what they admit are mental illness induction centers at the colleges to create wrecked, confused, dysfunctional people getting worthless degrees. This is all declassified. And then you come off your safe spaces and you want to make YouTube and Facebook and Twitter and everybody else's personal website a safe space. And you don't want to see our colloidal silver and body armor ads advertised on Google. So you go complain, and then, oh, look, we're banned there. You have such power, big bullying groups who are nothing but AstroTurf, that the globalists have made the politically protected groups. But just like what we've seen happen with Dig years ago and MySpace, as they begin to censor these things, they make everyone exodus off. And there's an exodus out of MSM, an exodus right out of Facebook and Twitter, and I'm already found another great advertising platform that doesn't even work with these groups. That'll probably be even more successful. So God certainly blessing us, so thank you all for your prayers. But, I mean, you talk about a bunch of basically spoiled brats who run around screaming racism all day. When I go to these events to cover them, they're like 90% white. Screaming, you're an effing white male, shut up. So I'm not trying to blame white people. It's just the fact that stereotypical social justice warrior is a disenfranchised, criminally inclined white person.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, my name is Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andro 400 in just 3 months.